This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. The weekend's almost here. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, man. You're looking at 65 degrees today. Tomorrow, Sunday, a little bit cooler, but not much, then snow next week. But forget about that. The weekend looks awfully good right now.
Yep, it's going to be ice.
So have a great weekend, everybody. All right, let's get to this Gene Hackman story.
Boy, it took some turns yesterday, didn't it?
Confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even guess what happened. I mean, I feel like that maybe that they were both like poisoned or some kind of leak, or even though they're saying there's no gas detected, and they both passed out in different places.
And the odds of that seems very slim to me. But here's a theory that I got, okay? Mm-hmm. I think it might be a Romeo and Juliet type situation. I think that he came in. All right, the latest is this. They found Gene Hackman, his wife, and dog all dead. The dog was in a kennel. The wife was
they
in the bathroom.
They said a closet.
In a closet, yeah.
They had a kennel in a closet.
Oh, I never heard the kennel.
Yeah, he was locked up in there. The dog probably starved to death because he said that the bodies had been there for a long time. Okay, so we're talking weeks. So the dog probably starved to death.
Oh, that's awful.
Or maybe even, hydration or something like that. The wife they found in the bathroom, and they had pills all over the place on the counter. He was found in the mudroom. So the theory I'm seeing is that possibly he died first. She was so traumatized that she took all these pills.
Hmm. I feel like she didn't feel well. She went to the medicine cabinet, tried to find some like pills or whatever to make her feel better, and then she just passed out before she could get the pills, and that's why they're spilled everywhere.
Nobody knows for sure, right? All right, the daughter, she's 58 years old. She says she hasn't talked to her dad in months.
Oh, really?
Months.
Huh.
So she had no idea. And supposedly, they have not been sighted or seen in weeks upon weeks, possibly even a couple of months. So they don't know how long they've been there. They said they were mummified.
She was.
I heard they both were. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the real story is? But they'd been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were both there pretty much the same period of time, whatever. And they said there was a space heater that her head was next to in the bathroom. In a mansion like that, you're using a space heater?
Yeah, and she knocked it over when she fell.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That's a little weird, too. But this sprawling ranch they have down there in Santa Fe, it's just amazing to me that nobody checked on them over the past couple of months.
And then it was, and you know who found him? Not only the maintenance guy, but they said that was the pesticide guy.
Yeah,
I think the pesticide guy got him.
You think so?
No,
he sprayed him.
Yeah, he sprayed him. He sprayed him. Watch this.
Is he the person on the 911 call?
I think that guy is the maintenance.
Yeah, that's like the caretaker of their entire neighborhood.
The caretaker of the estate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Santa Fe 911. What is it? Emergency.
Hello, my name is the caretaker for Santa Fe Summit up here about past 10,000 ways. I think we just found one deceased person inside a house. What's that,
There's no address. There's no address. I'm going to wait for you at the gate.
Oh, hold this division.
I have no idea.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine. Is the patient a male or a female?
A female and a male, probably. I don't know if I should send somebody up here.
Man, that would freak you out.
They said you don't have the address, and he goes, there's no address on here, and there's a reason why. He was really good. He didn't want to tell him it was a celebrity.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah, he said there's not an address on here, and there's a reason why.
It's such a mystery.
I know.
I mean, we don't have answers, but it appears that carbon monoxide thing is kind of ruled out right
Correct.
Now, right?
Yeah, it sure
And
is.
The daughter actually came out yesterday. I think you read it, Jamie, that she thought it was that. We all did.
Yeah.
Because you see it too often where that ends up being the reason when you've got a group of people that all die at once.
It's bizarre. So, it's just really weird. I mean, I agree, maybe, you know, like he, but she died first because we know that because they said her body was more mummified than his.
I didn't see that.
So that's the only thing. So I don't know.
The theory of the Romeo and Juliet thing is not my theory. It's something I heard early this morning out of New York. That a detective was talking about it, and he said that's what he thought it was, that he had died of a stroke or a heart attack or something like that in the mudroom, so he probably just came in from outside, that he died. She was so traumatized. She took all these pills, maybe took them over a period of time, and then she died.
All we know is that they both have fallen. That's all we know. They both fell to and they passed out. That's why the heater was like knocked over by her head, and that's why his sunglasses were on the ground in the mudroom is because they both fell.
And yesterday, one of the biggest mysteries of all this was how does two people and a dog die? Okay, that's why we thought carbon monoxide, right? But now it turns out that we found out that the dog is actually in a kennel locked up. That's why he died, and the other two survived because they're running on the property, which you can hear in this phone call.
Yeah, you can.
You can hear the dogs in there. Just
this
a wild
weird
story.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I mean, it's almost like Gene Hackman, one of the biggest Hollywood stars there is. He goes out like a Hollywood movie. Mystery drama, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the latest update. Nobody knows for sure. So I guess we'll find out more over the weekend as they continue to search this thing and dig
the
into it. You know, it's really weird.
It's going
to
take a while.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 15 minutes. We have Halsey tickets to give away. She'll be at Red Rocks this summer. Going to be a great show. You've got a chance to win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, they're really pushing that 8 hours of sleep in these studies, aren't they?
Yeah, I wish I could get it.
I don't know the last time I got 8 hours of sleep, to be honest with you.
Couldn't tell you.
Probably on a weekend sometime.
Yeah, it's every weekend.
Yeah, probably. I don't even
For
know if I
anyway.
Get 8 hours during the weekend, though. And you have, how old's your daughter now?
She'll be 3 in April.
Yeah. There's still those nights where they're,
like, randomly. Yeah.
I know.
You're it like, scares you.
What is going on? What is wrong with you?
Like, did you just get taken over by the exorcist? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. My kid used to sleep. It was so creepy. He'd sleep with his eyes open. They were barely open. They'd just be barely open. It was creepy. The doctor said it's totally normal.
In those monitors, though, when their eyes are open, like you say, it is weird. It's, they're not moving.
Right.
And they're like, and just they're staring into your soul.
I know. It's so creepy.
It's like they're possessed.
It is. It's so creepy. All right. Let's talk about this Gabby Petito thing again. I told you last time that 31,300,000 people watched it in the first week. It's on Netflix. And if you don't remember, she was a blogger, and she was traveling the whole country with her boyfriend in a van. It was her van. And then remember, the police, they got in a fight, and the police had separated them. And I bet they feel so bad.
Oh, terrible.
You know, because they told her to calm down and all that stuff.
Well, and what you'll find out is they talk about what decision they're going to make as far as, like, do we take it to domestic, like, charges and everything like that?
Right.
But the decision that they make just, I think, totally, at the time, was the wrong one.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah.
So, obviously. Yeah, I agree. And so, the people are saying they call it a heartbreaker. I guess you'll cry when you see it. I just was not in that mood to be, like, in a Debbie Downer. So I will watch it. I will watch it. It's just you have to think, be in that mood. It's got to be like a snowy, depressing day.
Yeah. And I think it was fascinating to me because I found out a lot of stuff that I had no idea
That's
about.
What a lot of people are texting.
Yeah,
that there's a lot of stuff we didn't know. Here is the trailer, for the American Murder.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Gabby.
And this is our Ford Transit Connect that we've been living in. And we thought it was finally time to give you a tour.
I'd like to report a domestic dispute. Gentleman was slapping the girl.
Can you say that's a white van?
Kind of looks like something like hit you in the face.
Gabby Petito has not been heard from for weeks.
We had officers go to the Laundry family home.
Well, we don't know anything.
Was Gabriel here?
No,
she's not here. Is this her vehicle?
Two people went on a trip, one person returned.
I knew something bad happened.
We now have two missing young people.
I was screaming. What did he do?
I said you need to come on out.
I remember saying to Brian, you keep her safe. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, I will.
She just seemed, and you don't have to tell me anything because I'll watch it, but she just seems so kind of like frail, or like a little puppy or something, you know?
And when you first get to know her and through all these vlogs and stuff that you get to see, I mean, she just loves life. And then you slowly see it kind of fade a little bit.
He takes it away from her? Yeah. All right, so anyway, it's the Gabby Petito. It's called American Murder, and it's on Netflix. And if you want to be a cool guy, you got to watch it because apparently the whole world is watching it, except for me. I'm like, I hate it when I don't know what, you know, everybody's talking about this thing and all my friends are talking about it in the feed. And I'm like, hold on, let me watch it.
Let me catch up.
But it's just been too nice lately to watch something sad. I'm weird like that. Like when it's like when outside is beautiful and nice and everything, I don't want to.
I get it.
I'm just weird. Okay. Let's talk about Travis Hunter. He's at that, I want to call it Columbine, but that's not it. Combine?
NFL Combine.
Combine.
Yeah.
And that's where they look at all these college kids, right?
Yeah, that's where they do the 40-yard dashes and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And there's one kid, I saw him. He was a big boy. And boy, he was trying to run. It was sad. Everybody's like, oof.
Sometimes, though, you'll see a defensive lineman who's like 350 pounds run like a 4.240, and you're like, that is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
This was not one of them. I think they should have put like an Arby's big roast beef down at the end of the line, and he would have run a little faster. Because I was like, there's got to be some chafing between those legs. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they make those guys run.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big
it's
ones.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I'm never going to do that in a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see quickness, agility stuff, but just to make them run 40 yards, torture.
It's kind of like for their own amusement.
Yeah.
Run, monkey, run.
It's so sad. All right, anyway, here's the deal. So Travis Hunter, he was at the thing. He doesn't have to run. He doesn't have to do anything because he's special. But he was talking about how he is, in fact, special for playing both defense and offense. Here he is.
I did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
Different.
I guess he threw in there like I do it because I wanted to say to him, well, your coach used to do this, okay? He played offense and defense. And he probably taught you a lot about doing both of those.
It is rare, though.
It is rare.
It is very rare. So, I mean, Travis does have a little bit of a, you know, edge on a lot of different players out there because he can be looked at for so many different positions.
But he said he does want to play both.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't think they're going to play both in the NFL. And he's like, well, I want to play both. And he goes, I'll get a lot more rest as opposed to college. And then this guy came on and said, actually, the halftime show and the commercial breaks are much shorter in the NFL and tighter than they are in college. So he's not quite right about that because he's like, there's a lot more breaks in the NFL. I can play both. And they're like, oh, no. Poor Travis. God love him. Did you guys see Justin Bieber?
I did.
What is going on?
I don't know. Is that weed he's smoking?
Yeah.
Because when you watch the video, there's one video that I saw this morning where they said it was some type of tobacco.
Well, his eyes sure are red and bloodshot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They sure are.
Justin Bieber shared a new video of himself smoking on Instagram. Why you need to put that on Instagram, I have no idea. The blurry-eyed baby hitmaker, 30, he's 30 years old, stood close to the camera while inhaling it and exhaling smoke from what appeared to be a joint in a one-minute clip shared to his stories. At one point, he had his eyes completely closed and flashed a wide smile like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's right. Like that. And then he was dancing with his eyes closed.
This is 2 days in a row. He first had the video of him on that airplane, remember?
Yep.
Getting high or something he called it.
Higher. Yeah, I like to fly high.
Like to fly high.
Like a magpie.
That's a day after the PR firm says that there's nothing wrong.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, plus he's doing these smoke tricks, too, that, like, usually stoners love doing these little tricks while they're smoking joints.
Where they can blow it out their mouth and up into their nose?
Yeah, exactly.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know the smoke trick. I just watched him do it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of skill.
Yeah.
So you got to smoke a lot to learn how to do that.
So he's, like, letting it out his mouth, and then it's going up his nose. That is amazing.
Pretty good video now, huh?
And then for 30 seconds, he's just sitting there with his teeth all big and his eyes completely closed like this. Wow. What a great dad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely smoking weed.
Something bad is happening with that guy. Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, but don't worry. His PR team, like BJ said he's fine. He's not on any kind of drugs.
He's just tired because he's taking care of his kid all the time.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yep. So, okay. Justin Timberlake, he also is going through something. This is the second time at the same place that he's canceled a concert. Justin Timberlake canceled the final show. This was the final show on his Columbus, Ohio Nationwide Arena Tour on short notice. This was yesterday. He all of a sudden said, hey, you guys, I have to cancel this show. He canceled this same show October 23rd. So they're mad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him either. I mean, he falls in that same category as Justin Bieber, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
But the tour's over now. It's officially done. So
done.
Yep. He said he'd give everybody a refund. But the thing is, everybody's like, hey, but you just canceled it October 23rd. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Chiefs say that Travis Kelce is coming back to football one more year for sure. And guess what? That means we get Taylor. Yay!
Right, Jazz Gray. Cannot wait for the season to start. I will say this. I think the Broncos will have a better record than the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Whoa!
They will. And I think the Broncos are going to win the division this year.
Especially, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah, why? It is.
Because they got Mahomes.
Yeah, but Chiefs, they're on the downslide, man. They got trounced.
This is the end of the dynasty?
This is it. It's over.
All I know is that with Gronk here, we're going to save the day, man. Yeah, Gronk. Gronk and then Tim Tebow at quarterback. It's going to be a hell of a year.
Super Bowl!
Yeah.
Reviving the team, man.
Then Patrick Waugh, and he's going to be...
Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, back in the lineup. Let's go.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, there you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Mordick Show. It is a Friday. What the heck happened at Del Taco? Next,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Mordick Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today. The weekend looks superb, man. Near 65 both days, today, tomorrow, and then a little bit cooler on Sunday, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. What happened with Del Taco yesterday? Nobody knows.
Just shut all the doors. I'm so sad, man. Their fries were so good. Their taco sauce was the best. Ah!
This is a big, fat mystery. Stores shut down yesterday.
They closed yesterday. Signs were posted on the doors alerting customers that they are closed until further notice. The company has not said why all of the restaurants just suddenly closed, but according to their website, there are 19 Del Taco locations across Colorado. We know all but one of them in Grand Junction is now closed.
Gone.
So one person's theory is that some dude owns 18 of them or something. And that the feds came in and it was like a front for something. I mean, that's a theory.
It was like money laundering or something?
Yeah, I like that theory.
I told you that my uncle, I heard my dad and mom talking about my uncle having a pizza place in Carbondale, Illinois, and that was a money laundering scheme.
Yeah.
And I actually thought he was doing laundry in the back. Because I was so little. And
washing,
so I was like,
he's washing bills?
No, I thought he was washing clothes. No, I wouldn't know what laundering was. I thought he was actually doing people's clothes.
I thought you meant he was washing dollars.
Like
laundromat.
It makes sense. You get that red sauce all over you.
I was like, wow, my uncle, man. He washes clothes in the back of that pizza place.
Well, this is sad.
It is sad.
Every store, unless you go to Grand Junction, nobody's going over there for a taco.
I might.
But 19 stores all in one day. And we would know if one person had all the franchises, wouldn't we? By now?
Probably, yeah.
I think we would. So yeah. I think that is just a theory because I don't think that's the case.
Again, if you're like a truck driver or whatever and you do a haul all the way to Grand Junction back, will you drop me off some Del Taco sauce? I like the mild. Because otherwise I have to pay 50 cents a packet on Amazon.
Which is crazy.
And I don't know how old that stuff is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember how I eat Del Taco is I put 4 packets of sauce on it. And because they put a ton of lettuce and cheese on the top, and I put 4 packets of sauce on each taco, and I only eat down to the meat. I don't eat the meat. Remember, I told you guys that?
That is crazy. I totally forgot about that.
And so then I have left a little meat canoe.
Meat canoe.
And I throw that part away.
Oh, my gosh.
A meat canoe. That's hot.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.